The British economist Lionel Robbins famously defined economics as the allocation of scarce resources which have alternative uses. In the final analysis, there are only two ways of doing this. Either individuals through free association can exchange goods for mutual benefit. This is known as trade, and people have done it for centuries all over the world. Or individuals can use tools of coercion to force resources from some individuals to other individuals. This is known as violence, and people have done it for centuries all over the world. So to recap, you can use trade or you can use force. In the history of economic arrangements in human affairs, we can identify three very broad configurations. The first is free markets, that is a system in which everyone is free to own and trade property. The second is some exercise of free markets, but with violent government intervention. The third is the sole use of force. Through history, these different arrangements have been given different names. The system that favoured free markets in the 19th century was called laissez-faire. The system in the medieval era, which allowed only certain people to own land by birthright, was called feudalism. In the Middle Ages, the organisations which restricted the production of certain goods to certain license holders were called guilds. In the 17th century, the system which sought to protect local producers from foreign trade through tariffs was called mercantilism. In the 20th century, numerous attempts to justify government interference in the free association of individuals engaged in mutual exchange was variously called Keynesianism, after the economist John Maynard Keynes, or the third way by an assortment of liars and charlatans. Finally, there is the sole use of force. This is where the operations of the market are suspended entirely and replaced by government allocation backed by force. The name typically given to this attempt at top-down rational calculation by central command and control decision makers as a replacement of the market is socialism. While economics is the question of allocating resources, the question of politics is of a rather different order. Who governs? By which mechanisms do we go about appointing our leaders? Classic political philosophy maintains that there are only three different forms of government, regardless of how they are chosen. You can be governed by a single ruler, a set of elites, or by the people themselves. Many thinkers maintain that it is best if these three forms of government are merged into a mixed form of government called a republic. A separate question concerns how a polity should go about selecting its leaders. Generally speaking, this can be done through birthright or inheritance, through some institutional mechanism, let us say the church or a particular party deciding on who will be leader, or it can be done by some or all of the people voting. The form of government and the method of selecting leaders can be combined in many different ways and are given all sorts of names. For example, a system based on a single ruler and birthright is called absolute monarchy, whereas a system based on a ruling elite class and birthright is called aristocracy. And you can see some other examples there. In the same way, different economic arrangements, that is, the approach to allocating scarce resources which have alternative uses, and different political arrangements, that is, the question of who governs and how they are appointed, can be combined in different ways. In the modern imagination, many people think that the economic arrangements and the political arrangements are necessarily combined. For example, one might think that free markets and democracy go together, hand in hand, or that socialism and dictatorship go together, hand in hand. However, the truth is not as clear-cut as this, and it might be perfectly possible to have one without the other. It may be possible to combine them in different ways. For example, one might have a free market economic system with a dictatorship, as was generally the case in Chile under General Pinochet, or one may have a socialist system under an ostensible democracy, which is increasingly the case in modern-day South Africa. In another video, I will analyse the implications of this in full. For the time being, I just want to settle on these very basic definitions. If anybody has any issues with these, do tell me in the notes. In the meantime, get out.
And a very special thanks to the Crimson Satyr, Sir Percy Blakeney, Andrew, Binary Surfer, Hornito Jones, Glenn Raymond, Kuzga, Ginger Bill, Michael Burt, Time Stealer, Tragic Vision, Blake Barrows, Holy Spatula, The Ambivalent Onion, and Edward Darrow.